Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to International Marmalade number 8. I'm Gemma Bastiani. That is
Mick Theveret. Hi, Gemma.
Hello. And hi. I first want to just start this off by saying I am fully aware that I haven't done an episode of Australian Jams since the last International Marmalade. Maybe. I don't know. It's been a while. I'm acknowledging it right here. I'm going to blame lockdown brain and lack of motivation. And from here we move on and we're all okay with it, right?
Yeah. Look, this episode might not have even happened with all of my tech problems this afternoon as well. So, you know, count yourself lucky, listener. Oh, it's fine.
I'm watching my team be smashed in the cricket while you were working out your tech problems. So, you know, Everyone has their struggles. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm okay. I'm okay. Slowly getting there. Only okay? Things are good. Things are good. Things are slowly kind of coming to an end, if you like, with teaching and marking. I think probably the last episode, all I was talking about was marking. Oh, my God, marking. Gosh. Yeah, again, this episode is going to be exactly the same thing because I've got 3 days of intense marking, the most intense marking I've done in my life. So that's going to be fun.
But then you're going to be done, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah. A good thing. Yeah, there'll be like one or two next week. But yeah, it's I can't wait. No offense to all of my students, but I just can't wait.
Marking does suck, let's be honest. I'm in the fortunate position that both of the main assessments for the unit I teach this trimester, they are in-class presentations, so marking is significantly more straightforward than if it's like a written essay or something. So that's a bonus for me, I guess.
Look, yeah? I mean, it is. And anyway, I'm sure, dear listener, just tuned in exclusively for the marking chat. You know, you get talk.
Please don't.
You get chat about international music, but you also get chat about marking. So you know, it's a double whammy.
My team currently, like, just for context about how much my team is being beaten right now. My team needs 99 runs from 48 balls, in the WBBL. It's just not going to happen. They nearly just lost another wicket. So they're not doing great. It'll be their first loss this season, so we can deal with it.
That's all right.
But also, not ideal. What else have you been up to, other than marking? How have you been enjoying your little bit more freedom that we've had?
Oh, look, it's been good. We've actually been able to go out. We've been able to see friends. I've sort of, because of said marking, placed myself in a bit more of an extended lockdown, if you like, to get through things.
Yeah.
But yeah, like my partner Elle and I have a dinner booked in for Friday night. Can't wait. We celebrated Elle's dad's birthday twice, actually.
Twice.
His name's Michael as well. His name's Michael. My name's Mick. What do I mean? Oh gosh. Secret's out. I think I've divulged that secret each.
Was that it's a, not secret? A secret? I didn't know that was a secret.
I don't know. Dear listener, it feels like it's very late on a Sunday evening. It's only 5 minutes past five, but it feels very, very late. But yeah, I've been getting out a little bit, looking forward to heading out a lot more once my self-imposed extra lockdown is over.
It's over.
In a couple of days. Yeah, how about you?
It's been a slow movement back into society for me, I think. It doesn't even enter my mind anymore that, you know, if I'm having lunch, I can actually, like, go somewhere with someone rather than have to have it in my house or something like that. So, like, that hasn't even started to cross my mind yet because my brain is just not there. But yeah. I have been able to see my best mate, our friend Sabby, in a nice park situation. And I also, for the first time in 7 months, all three of, like, me and my two brothers and my parents actually got together for the first time in months. So that was nice too. I think it was probably excellent for my mother because she was struggling. Baby steps. I'm still very cautious, I think, when it comes to this sort of stuff. So, you know, I want to make sure that we don't do too much too soon. But, you know, we're at 9 days now of double zeros. So that's a positive.
Sorry to interrupt as well.
And another really cool that literally I just got a Slack message as I was finishing that up that reminded me of another cool thing that I've done recently, actually, that has kept me inside. We all know that I'm a co-founder of the sport platform, Siren, Women in Sport platform, hence me watching women's cricket right now. And my team being terrible. They currently need 96 runs from 42 balls, so it's not getting much better than 5 minutes ago. But so I've been working for like 4 months. So a lot of this lockdown period, I've been working on this massive, massive piece, long form piece with one of my co-founders. And we're finally kind of, and it's going to be released in three parts. And the first part is about nearly 10,000 words. And we finally, over the weekend, so from Friday, got the first part to a point where we could have someone else look over it for us. And like, so effectively the first part draft was done. And that's right. Like a massive, massive step for this piece that we've been working on for months and months and months. And it's been such a joy to work on because I've got to speak to so many cool people. So, that's a really exciting thing I've got going on, I guess. It probably doesn't sound that exciting to other people, but for me, like, it's obviously about footy. I'm not going to tell you exactly about footy yet, but like, it's, I've been able to do such cool interviews and understand so many cool things and really kind of work on my writing skills. So that's been really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Sick. Yeah. Sorry about that little rant. I had to get that in there, but yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just, it feels like such a big achievement, I guess, because I guess it probably parallels the lockdown thing for me is that we've been working on this and had the idea actually since March that we wanted to do this and started to actually work on it in earnest in about maybe late July, start of August. So this has been, this topic and these interviews have been such a big part of my year. So it feels kind of good that the release of it is kind of aligning with us kind of getting back out into the world a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I just got real boring to a lot of people then. You have three songs selected. I have three songs selected of yes. international music.
Yeah.
Should we actually talk about those?
That is how we usually do this show. And yeah, I reckon that's a great idea.
We should definitely... How about you tell me what your first selection is?
I might do Erica de Cassier.
Cool.
and their song No Butterflies, No Nothing. Brand new name for me. I've seen this song added to a couple of playlists that I follow. There's something really kind of delicate and but also seductive about this song, especially about the production and of Erica's voice sitting on top. The really intricate kind of percussion sort of adds this kind of this dark kind of groove and that seductive R&B kind of feel. Yeah, from Copenhagen. Yeah, big fan. I like how minimal it is.
Yeah, so I was listening to it. I hadn't heard of this artist before either. Listening to it, there was a feeling of familiarity about it, but I couldn't work out why. Like there's something about the vocal and the way it's very subtle that reminded me of someone, I think, or it gave me that feeling that another artist gives me, but I couldn't work out who the other artist was, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. It's cool. Yeah. Shall we hear it?
Yes.
This is a bit of Erica de Cassier with No Butterflies, No Nothing. I've been looking for signs, yeah, I've been looking real closely. Didn't really find nothing. Guess I got no excuse, this is not feeling right, what we doing? You told me that you love me, that you'll never let go. Maybe I don't know what to say no more. Sitting there waiting like, so what you have to say? I could tell you right back, but it ain't no way. We'll make the same. That was Erica de Cassier with No Butterflies, No Nothing. Gemma, your first song? What you got?
Hello.
Hi.
So I thought I'd update everyone on the cricket first, because I know that Mix is really loving me updating everyone on the cricket. Currently my team needs 79 runs from 30 balls, so... okay. Miracle, effectively, is what my team needs. So
it's possible, the first song though, I've right?
chosen, I mean, mathematically possible, and footy fans will understand why that's funny. It's not going to happen, Mix. Just accept it and move on.
Right.
I'm still going to have it on, though, while we're chatting.
Of course.
I was telling you before, I have to remember to sit up straight and... I've got a terrible habit of slouching and it's caused me health problems, so I've got to sit up straight. So, I've chosen Jax Anderson's song In the Morning, which is from a new record they've released called Bedroom B-Sides Volume 1. I am fully aware that I've chosen a lot of Jax Anderson on this podcast, particularly recently. But I wanted to choose this because I felt... really, really like uninspired, unmotivated recently, particularly when it's come to doing podcasts music stuff. So my past couple of months has been full like head in footy writing. So I've kind of dropped away in a lot of the podcasts I'm doing, and even I've got a few things that I still need to edit that I just haven't because I just don't have the motivation. And listening to this Jax Anderson record kind of gave me a bit of a pump up to get out of that a little bit. And I felt like I needed to credit Jax Anderson for doing that for me. Because it's been, even coming out of lockdown and stuff, it's still been so shit. And like all the anxiety over the election, which is obviously, you know, it's been cold now. But there's been so many like just stressful things happening that... yeah, I think any good things need to be acknowledged, even if it means me saying the same thing two episodes in a row, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is why totally. I chose it, because I felt like, oh no, my team, another wicket.
You're getting so, like, you know, really beautiful and talking about the power of music, and then you just completely get taken down by cricket.
Sport. Women's sport is the best, everyone. That's why I chose it. I thought that Mix would, like, rap me over the knuckles for choosing another Jax Anderson song, but that's why. This song is just, it's just really like, it's very Jack Sanderson. It's got that vibe about it, which is clearly why I like her and her as an artist. It's got that feeling about it. Yeah, and I just think she deserves more recognition as well. I think as an artist, what she's doing is so incredible, and not enough people are talking about it.
Yep. No, definitely. And look, if you're releasing music like this, then why the fuck isn't this stuff, like, everywhere?
Mm.
This is one of the best songs I think you selected. I mean, you selected some pretty great tunes. You selected some not my vibe kind of tunes as well.
I know exactly which one you're not going to like.
Yeah. But this is so my vibe. I definitely get around it. It just feels so soaring and so, just so feel good. The hand claps. It's got all that, those kind of, it's gone through that feel good song checklist and ticked them all off perfectly. And the unashamedly, I can't say that word.
Done, you said done it right just then.
Unashamedly.
Yeah. Unashamedly. I would love to see, like, this Jack Sanderson's music get more syncs and stuff. Like, in Australia, this sort of stuff would sync beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no reason why this song can't be everywhere. Especially here, yeah. Summer, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I mean, it's called In the Morning, so it's that bit of, like, a pump up that way as well.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so that's why I chose this. I felt like I had to justify myself, so that's why I did my little soapbox at the start of this. Apologies, everyone. Shall we hear some of it?
Let's do it.
This is called In the Morning. It's by Jack Sanderson. We'll be back. So that was a bit of In the Morning by Jack Sanderson. Mix, next song. Talk to me.
Yeah, so next song. A band from England. I perhaps want to say London, but I'm not entirely sure. Again, another band I'd never heard of before, called Pret. This is a song called Carrie, and it doesn't sound like the Jack Sanderson song, but perhaps for similar reasons. There is something so comforting about this song to me. It reminds me a lot of why I fell in love with a band like Phoenix back in the day. There is
a good comparison to make.
Yeah. Like there is a very kind of obvious sort of yacht rock kind of classic 80s kind of feel to it all. Yeah, I love how it moves around as well. It doesn't just lock into, like, you know, 16-bar verse, 8-bar chorus. Like, things feel like they're shifted, and if anything, it maintains interest from a listener's perspective. It's quite
free in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, free is a much better word. Yeah, but it feels disjointed, which I think really works in its favour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said yacht rock. Like, I guess the immediate comparisons when you say that, I think, like, Vampire Weekend, and that was something they do really well, is that kind of syncopated beats that aren't on the beat as you'd expect type stuff. And that's, I think, something that comes through here as well.
Yeah, true. The sax that comes through and those synth lines as well, just kind of, you know, that makes it. We spoke about it. Like a checklist with Jack Sanderson. Yeah. Checklist, yacht rock, beautiful horns. Synth, beautiful horns. Chef's kiss, beautiful.
I really like the artwork on this. Just thought I'd flag that.
Yes.
Artwork is amazing.
The clip is great. And
the other thing, I haven't seen the clip. I should do that. But you're probably watching it right now while we talk. You judge me for watching cricket. You're watching a music video. I mean, hey, at least I'm
staying on task. I mean,
my team now needs 59 runs from 20 balls, so it's going from bad to worse. It's quite a peppy beat, isn't it? Like, yeah. I didn't want to say peppy because they're called you prep, and that would seem beat? Stupid. But I couldn't think of a different word. It's like peppy, like put it a pep in your step type thing, yeah. Which is so lame. I don't know
what that means. No. But I completely get what you mean. There is something quite, for want of a better word than the ones you've already chosen, there's something quite upbeat about this song.
Yeah, upbeat is probably better. Oh gosh, what's happened to us?
I guess in a weird sort of way, it feels like a mourning song in many respects as well, similar to Jack Sanderson. It sort of gets you up and going. I don't know. I just really, really love this band. I'm really glad that I just chanced upon them.
Yeah, and this is off a full record, isn't it? It's not just a one-off single.
Yeah. Right? Yes, that is true. I believe... Let me find what the record's called so I can tell you and dear listener. It is... The record is self-titled.
Yep.
Called Prep. It came out at the end of October. And I think it is their first full-length.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, their artwork... I know you're a big artwork fan.
I am, yes.
But it has been so, so consistent. Like, for each release, like, their releases in 2015, 2016, same kind of artwork, and more recently, similar kind of colour palette, similar sort of, like, depictions like of certain scenes. Like oranges
and purples and blues, right?
Yeah. So the cover of this single of Carrie is a tennis court, and it's like a phone box in some desert. A phone sitting on a table in an aeroplane. An old diner. Yeah, there's some really almost perfect depictions of scenes. Which I guess kind of helps describe the music a little bit too. And the feel of yacht rock in particular.
Another one of our batters just went out as well, just so you know. If you heard me gasp.
Hey, Prep, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry that we've... on the off chance.
No, I really... The artwork is amazing. That's literally the first thing I wrote about this song. And I should mention as well, it's Carrie as in the name, not Carrie as in carrying something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, C-A-R-R-I-E.
Yeah. Should we listen to a bit?
Let's do it. This is a bit of the song Carrie from British band Prep. That was a little bit of Prep with their single, Carrie. Gemma, song number two. What you got?
So, I've chosen a song that Mix hates. I'm doing well.
I wouldn't say I hate it. It's not my vibe, but I wouldn't say I hate it. I can see the value.
So, this is... You can see the value. As I said, I've been uninspired musically. I've been reverting back to a lot of stuff that is, like, either comforting. So I've been listening to the DMA's album on the repeat. I've been listening to Plum's album, Odette's album, Gordy's album. Like, all stuff that is, like, tried and true, my favourites. Like, you know when you're watching TV show and you'll just go back and rewatch the thing that you love just because you know it's good, you're not going to be disappointed type thing. And you don't have to make any effort either. That's what I've been doing with my another wicket. What I've been doing with a lot of my, like, music at the moment. So finding new music for an episode like this, it felt like such a challenge to me just because of the effort I felt like I needed to go to find the music, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. I fucking love music, but the way I've been feeling recently has been like, I truly don't care if you've released something new. I just want to listen to the thing that I know already and can, like, bop along to.
Yeah.
So when I heard this, so this song is from Empress Of and Amber Mark, and it's called You've Got to Feel. It just pumped me up. Like, I don't think that anything about it is particularly groundbreaking or anything like that. I just think it's good. And, like, every time I listen to this song, I kind of get lost in it. And I have, like, a standing desk type setup that I've been working from. And every time I listen to it, I just find myself, like, bopping along. But, like, it's not a song that I focus on or, like, am distracted by while I'm working. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I don't know if, as a musician, that's a good thing, but to me, it's really worked with how I've been feeling. So it's like, it's upbeat. I think it's got an interesting kind of beat about it, but it is also, like, a little bit generic in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. I was expecting something quite bright when I heard Empress Of. And this feels really kind of almost dirgy and, like, murky to me. And I think what kind of pushes it over the edge into a song that I can't really get around as much is that Nile Rodgers-style guitar. That just feels so disco and so happy and so upbeat, yet it's in this, like, dark, kind of dingy, kind of production feel. Maybe I'm listening to this completely wrong. Or there's no right or wrong way to listen to something.
I don't know. Don't you think that's what makes it interesting rather than...
Yeah, I don't know whether it makes it good, though. That feels so harsh. To me.
Everyone makes life choices. You've just made one of yours. That's all. But that's the thing. Like, that, I think that's why I've explained this one the way that I did. It's like...
Yeah.
It just served a purpose to me when I needed it to. I think that's probably why I like it.
Yeah.
It did a job for me. It did the exact job for me that I needed at the time that I found it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's music that complements your current circumstances as opposed to, like, taking away out of a current circumstance like other music can.
Yeah. Yeah. So it kind of...
It's not background music, but it's similar.
Yeah, it's maybe the opposite to the Jax Anderson stuff, where, like, the Jax Anderson stuff, like, changed my mood and it, like, motivated me. This one kind of just it did the job for me while I continued to do the other things I needed to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
But that being said, like, I like this song. I genuinely do like this song. It's not just, like, a thing you put on in the background. I think it's quite interesting, and I think maybe when I listen to it next week or when I'm editing this, I'll hear it quite differently to how I've spoken about it today, because at that time I'll be in a different headspace as well. So I think that will probably be something as well.
Yeah, totally.
Should we listen to it?
Let's do it.
Yeah. So this is Empress Of and Amber Mark, and it's called You've Got the Feel. About to cry. Root of our symptoms, we've been conditioned to think it's the system. We gotta fix it. Open your eyes, no dent in the system. That was a bit of You've Got the Feel by Empress Of and Amber Mark. And just a cricket update before we get to the last couple of songs. My team needs 46 from 6 balls, so literally impossible at this point. So that's fun. Mix, what's your next song?
Do you know the weather station? the band, obviously.
I do now.
Yeah, okay. So, the Weather Station is a band that, or the project of Tamara Lindemann out of Canada. It's a name that I've seen around a lot, but also a name that I haven't invested much time in.
Yeah.
This just cropped up on a playlist and kind of stopped me in my tracks a bit. There is something kind of quite unnerving about how this song begins. The drums sort of begin sort of so full of space and all encompassing, but you just kind of are waiting. Like this, they're setting up something and you don't know what's going to come, which I think is kind of gets to this sort of this unnerving feel that this whole song has. The little twinkles on the piano are really kind of add this strange kind of quality to this song. Like it's a dark song, but it's these little twinkles kind of, I don't know, it just adds an otherworldly kind of quality. It reminds me a heap, an absolute heap of a record from Melbourne's own Laura Jean, Devotion, from a couple of years ago now. One of the best gigs I've been to over the past couple of years. Obviously, haven't been to many this year. One of the best gigs I've been to with Elle was to go and see Laura Jean play at Howler. Were you? No, you weren't there at that gig, were you? No.
I think I was selling merch at a Tia Gastello or ANC Will's gig that you were at, and you had to man it while I ran to the bathroom for me.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Yes.
That was at Howler.
Yeah.
I love selling merch at Howler. It's the best.
Yeah. No, it was a great little venue.
It still exists.
Yeah, look, it still exists.
I assume.
Live music in Melbourne won't exist for quite a while. So, you know, there's that. Sorry to bring the mood down completely. And fuck you to anybody else listening outside of Melbourne. You got it good with your live music. Not fuck you, but
well,
I'm jealous. I miss this. I miss going to gigs.
I miss when my cricket team won matches. They just lost by 37 runs. It's all over. I'm going to turn it off now.
They've won every single other game, right?
So far. We'll yeah. See.
This might be the beginning of a long losing streak.
Hey. to me, this song felt like you're in some sort of improv club and they were...
Yeah.
No, this is not a bad thing, but it feels a lot like they're just jamming on stage and this is what was created from it. It wasn't just the actual, like, music. It was the levels, it was the way it was mixed, I think. It definitely made it feel like you're in that live space watching something be created that was completely new. And it was just kind of, I'm trying to think of the right word, but just like straight out of off the top of the head of the musicians. It wasn't something that had been, I guess, slaved over and thought too much about. And that probably could sound like a bad thing, but I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. It definitely has that improvised sort of feel. I mean, a lot of the little like piano runs and the sax runs in there feel like little embellishments that kind of keep the song going and feel as though, yeah, they probably were just made up on the spot there to colour the groove, so to speak.
Yeah.
To get into real wanky music talk. But yeah, it feels very kind of, quote, adult contemporary.
Oh, which... it is 100% adult contemporary. Like, if there is, if you're going to describe the genre or the category of adult contemporary, this is the song you play to someone. You would play
Robert by The Weather Station. Yeah. Yeah. I just think it's so moving. In both the literal kind of, for like things don't feel kind of latched down, like everything's moving so much in this song, but just sonically and lyric wise it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
This is that song that you're not as much of a fan of.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I wouldn't go and listen to it. I wouldn't seek it out.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Like, I think for me, I obviously like... music with I don't know how to describe it. I don't like it doesn't have to be heavy music or upbeat music all the time, but if I'm gonna go for something that's more low-key, I probably lean more toward like folk or something around that has lyrics that I connect to, whereas this is more about, I guess, that whole feel, which I probably didn't connect to as much.
I don't see this as low-key at all.
I mean low-key as in not like a full heavy instrumental. Like, this is a different kind of full instrumental.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, it's stripped back is probably not the right word either. But, you know, it's not full production.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. I think it's definitely not a sound that everybody will enjoy. And it's not a style of music that everybody will get around. But, yeah, it's something that's sort of kept me going the past month. So, hence why it's included.
Everyone likes different things. Everyone likes different things. Not everyone has to like the same thing.
Exactly.
Lesson as long as you're not a terrible person, it's fine.
Yeah, as long as you're not an asshole. That's the most important thing in the world.
Yep. Also, that old mate is out of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Well, soon will be. Anyway, let's not talk too much about that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear a little bit of the weather station. This is Robber. That was a little bit of Robber from The Weather Station. Gemma, your final song. What have you got?
Yeah. So I've chosen All I Need by Jake Bugg. And just to go with the theme of my song choices this week, or this month, I guess. This one is another like nostalgic type thing. I don't know if people outside of Melbourne know much about the venue, the Palace, but in Melbourne, it was a very much loved venue that then got whatever taken over by developers and shit, and it's gone. The last gig I ever saw at the Palace was a Jake Bugg gig, and this was obviously years ago. This would have been after, it was either after his first album came out or his second album. It was very early in his career. So it was when he was still very much doing it very much leaned more country rock type of music or country folk type of music
than Dylan style thing that he was doing.
Yeah, which I loved because, again, I connected to the lyrics and the way he sang them and things like that. So that, for me, was really great, hence me going to see him live. But since then, he's kind of edged closer to, like, a more of a pop thing. And I haven't listened to a lot of his music after that second album. But this one caught my eye. I was like, oh, let's just listen to the new Jake Bugg song and see what it is. And I just really loved it. It's one of those ones where you just all of a sudden find yourself like bopping to without realizing you're doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he probably gets compared to Arctic Monkeys a lot, I would imagine. But I think the way his career has progressed probably mirrors them a little bit in terms of you start with one genre and then you slowly evolve into something different. And he's done that. And, you know, you can't argue with an artist evolving. And I have this conversation about Arctic Monkeys all the fucking time. But I feel like for the first time since those first two albums, a song of his that is quite different has really struck me as something I've really liked. And that is this song.
Yeah, yeah. I sort of wasn't really sure as to what to expect when I clicked play on this. Because, yeah, I kind of got around that. I think it might have been his first or second record, which was kind of cool. I'm a bit of a Bob Dylan fan, and those first records reminded me a lot. Because you're an old man. Sorry?
Nothing.
That's because I'm what? Because I'm old.
An old man.
Yeah, well, it was my mum's influence, really. Mum was a big Bob Dylan fan, so she's older, huh? Obviously. Anyway, so I was kind of excited, but a little bit weary. And what a cool vibe. The production in this song is really strong. It feels so British, so incredibly British. But like what you've been saying too, kind of, it's kind of, almost wears its genres on its sleeve. Like, that first record was so clearly embedded in that country folk kind of leaning. And this one is so clearly embedded into that British soul kind of leaning. And that soul chorus.
Yeah.
With that.
It's just, yeah, it's a fucking catchy song. Like, it is an earworm. It is one of those songs that, it is repetitive and it does do that, and that doesn't make a song bad. It's just really different. If you were a fan of Jake Bugg at the start and then hadn't really listened to him much and then came back and listened to this, you'd probably be surprised. And I think a local example of a band that I think resembles it a little bit. So I've referenced Arctic Monkeys, but I think Holy Holy actually are a band that kind of have done a similar thing. Like, they didn't start out country, but it was much more, basic.
Yeah, sure.
But that's not bad. Basic isn't bad. But it has evolved in the production that they've used and changed, and they're much more pop now, which is exactly what Jake Bugg has done. And it's not bad because they started out so strong lyrically that it makes their pop music a level above a lot of other stuff, I guess. This song is sick, and it's probably gonna be the song that makes me give the other stuff a go again.
Oh, that's really, really good. That's really, really great. Yeah.
That's a weird reaction.
Oh, like, I don't know. Aww. It just felt quite emotional. It felt quite nice.
Did it? Yeah. I feel like you think I'm being emotional. I'm just like trying to express things the best way I possibly can.
Because you're a robot. And then when there's
I have no emotions. Glimmer,
when there is a glimmer of emotion, I just want to really point it out. to really point out the fact that you're not actually a robot, and no matter what you say, I actually don't believe you are at all.
I only have emotions when it comes to football.
And cricket, as it seems.
Yeah. Now, yeah. We lost. My team's meant to be good and we lost by 37 runs. Should we hear some of this song?
Let's do it.
So this is a bit of All I Need by Jake Bugg. We'll be back to wrap this up. That was a bit of All I Need by Jake Bugg. We are at the end of this episode. I mean, it doesn't feel like we've gone very long, but this has been, you know, reasonable length.
It's not as long as last episode, I think.
Look, I've lost track of everything, so I truly don't know. What have you got coming up, Mix? What do you want to plug, promote, talk to us about?
Well, I want to plug an episode of Outside World, my podcast that is listener sent in Soundscapes, an episode that just went up by the time that this episode is out, with your fine self sending in a soundscape from your parents' balcony.
You said balcony so weird just then.
Balcony? I know, it was weird. it feels so late. It's not.
It does feel late, actually.
Yeah, it does a bit. It's a really kind of calming but also motivating in a way episode, I found, because it's, you can hear you typing away in the background. So you know,
really?
That, yeah, which I kind of really like that touch, because so many of them, like the one that I did is just rain and you can hear a door shut. I'm editing one at the moment that is from an outdoor laundry. So you can hear, I think you can hear a washing machine go, and the person that recorded it had an awful cough at the time. So I've been having a fun time editing out that. But yeah, there are a heap of different sorts of sounds being sent in, but I especially like one that feels a bit more still, one that isn't on a walk, which quite a few have featured walks so far. But yeah, but still there's still movement in yours with the typing, and knowing that our work's still being done. I find that kind of motivating. In a way, just sort of...
My parents have... I think I mentioned this in the last episode. My parents have this beautiful backyard that, like, has all these amazing trees that they planted when they first moved in. Or not when they first moved in, but when they first moved back in there. Long story. That are now, like, these massive trees that, you know, when I was 10, they were just, you know... at the same height as me, and like it's just this beautiful backyard that they've cultivated that I've been going to their house and working from their balcony twice a week, and it's just like, so it's a nice change of scenery, but also, you know, I get so much done, so
yeah
that'll be, it's nice.
Heck yeah. So yeah, definitely go subscribe to the Outside World podcast feed if you're in need of some calming sounds from outside your door every Monday morning.
Every Monday morning. Do you want to edit all my podcasts for me?
You got some money to do so? Sure.
Nope. I've lost all my work.
Story of the year,
2020.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. What have I got coming up?
Yes.
Definitely... go and subscribe to sirensport.com.au, because this piece that I spoke about at the top of this episode is coming out next Tuesday, the first part, and the subsequent parts will come out in the following weeks. So I just want lots of people to read it because I think it's such a fascinating story, and the work that my co-writer Kirby has done is just immense. And I kind of, this first part in particular, Kirby really did do a lot of the heavy lifting. So, I mean, it's very clear the bits that I wrote, but Kirby in particular, the research for this first part, I mean, I did a lot more for the other two parts because you'll understand why when it comes out, but she did do a lot of the hard work for this. So I think, yeah, I've got to give her a shout out as well. But it's just been such a good experience because a lot of my writing, particularly about sport, has just been, I have an interest in something, I go and research that interest, and then I decide to write about it because I want to share it with people. So my research is generally like, what statistic can I, like, can I explain this with? And then I go and work out the stats. Whereas this piece is much more history based, so it's a lot more like, who was here when, and, you know, female sports people who change their names after they get married are hard to track down, and all this sort of stuff. So it's been, that this is why it takes 4 months to write something like this. And 4 months is probably a short period of time compared to what a lot of other people spend doing this sort of stuff. So it feels like a big feat for us. And that's why I keep talking about it, but I'm really excited to just tell this story as well. So yeah, please go and read it. It's interesting, even if you're not into footy, I think. If you just are into a women's sport or you're a feminist or anything like that, I think you'll find it interesting because it's about what a lot of incredible women have done over the years to get footy to the place that it is. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And I've obviously been preparing for AFLW season 5. Pre-season went back last week. Every team has a coach now, finally. I've been doing a lot of writing for that. So my aim at the moment, as of 2 weeks ago, was to get to write an AFLW piece every single week on the playonradio.live blog until the AFLW season starts in February. So that will come to, I think, 15 weeks of articles. I'm trying to plan it out now. If you're an AFLW fan and there's something you'd like me to write about or you're curious as to my opinion on, tweet at me or something, because I have about 6 weeks worth of content that I still need to come up with. So, so that's my goal. Anyway, sorry to completely make it about sport. But then Australian Jams, I know it's been a little bit off schedule, but in the back part of this year, I've actually got 3 incredible guests coming up, and then we'll have a big International Marmalade to finish off December as well. So that we're coming home strong, I guess, before I take a genuine Christmas break. But I'm actually wearing the t-shirt of one of the artists that I'm interviewing this week. And then I've got another artist who's been on the podcast before, but back when it was like in its first few episodes, and I adore her. So getting her on. And then another artist who I'm going to be speaking to on kind of on the basis of his solo work, but he's in a band that kind of shaped my love for music when I was, 18, 19. And is now managed by my best friend. So it's like weird kind of come full circle type thing. Yeah. So, coming home strong with Australian Jams, in case anyone was wondering where it had gone. So, sorry for lots of talking just then.
No, I can't wait for those 3 episodes in particular. Definitely coming home strong for 2020 after the shit show of the year.
I thought I owed it to everyone after having 2 parts of the year where I just completely dropped off the map for a month.
That's all right. It's the year for it, right?
If you really want to know how I'm doing, just follow my sports stuff and you'll be like, oh, yeah, she still exists. She's just prioritizing things a little bit differently. Where can people find you, Mix, if they want to come and tell you how bad your song opinions are
or how great they are? You can head along to at Mix Everett on Instagram and Twitter. That's MikesEverett. Subscribe to Outside World wherever you get your podcasts. Hopefully some yeah, well, I'm hoping to have episodes right through to Christmas, so we'll see how we go there. If you've got some audio you want to send in, definitely do. All the submission details on the podcast feed. How about you, Gemma?
Yes, I will. I'll put them in the show notes again. Find me. Okay, I forgot what the question was. Sorry. you can find me at Gemma L. Bastiani on Instagram or GL Bastiani on Twitter, or Play On Radio Melb on Twitter and Instagram if you're just looking. Oh no, they're both going to have footy stuff on them, let's be real. Or Australian Jams if you're just looking for music stuff. If you just search Australian Jams, you'll find what you want, I think, more so than the other two. But if you do want to share footy opinions with me, please hit me up. If you want to share music opinions with me, please hit me up, because I'm all about having conversations. That was weird for me to say.
That's good. Conversations are the lifeblood of a society. I don't know. That sounds
weird. I've been trying to like lower my caffeine intake because I haven't been sleeping well, right?
Yeah, I think we've lowered it too much today.
Honestly, I do think that because have been only drinking coffees before 3 p.m. and instead of drinking Pepsi Max like I normally do, because I don't drink alcohol, I've switched to caffeine-free Diet Coke. And I'm really feeling tired by like, you know, 5, 6 p.m. now, and I've just gone off my head. So I think I need to, instead of having done such a drastic change so quickly, I think I need to slow. So I think I need to have a small coffee tonight to just keep me alive. I feel like I had to say that to justify my, you know, ridiculousness.
There's a lot of justification going on this episode, right?
I know, there really is. I feel terrible. Let's wrap it up. Thank you so much, Mix, for joining again. We'll be back for one more episode of International Marmalade before the year is out, because it is November now, so we will have a December episode. Good luck with all your marking, Mix.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in a month. This has been International Marmalade.
See ya.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.